This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. But don't go for that phone. This is a taped live edition, as it happens to be Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. I am spending Christmas with my family, my two little girls, and my wife. It'd be hard to make my daughters wait until the end. So I'm hoping you're spending time with your family and enjoying the Christmas season. But I've been answering some questions via email. Already gone through a bunch of them. I'm going to go through more. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. We're going to be talking some ice melt because we've had a bunch of snow in the northern part of New England. There's snow always in the forecast this time of year. It's winter. Winter is here. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And she's got a nice special message to all of you. And to me, I guess. But it's all to you guys. So we'll be doing that at about 8:30 today. In the meantime, we've answered a few questions. Now, I want to go to another question from Roger. It says, Patrick, I have an American holly tree growing in my yard in Enfield, Connecticut. A number of years ago, I dug it up on Cape Cod. It was about 2 inches high. Is there any way of telling if it's male or female? I've listened to the show for years. Roger. So, couple things here. Now, if it doesn't have berries, is not the easiest way to say, oh, it's not a female. It's a male. That's not the way to tell. Because sometimes they don't always produce berries if they've had a hard year. They had a drought. They had something going on. So it's not easy to be like, oh, yeah, that's got to be a male. Or that's going to be a female because it has the berries. Now, 10 times out of 10, it will be a female holly because it has berries. Just about. So, easiest way to tell. So, in May, holly bushes, male or female, produce flowers. Both of them. Male and female. So you can't just even say, oh, if it flowers, that's going to be the female. No, not the case. So around May, they both flower. They both have four petals. So you might say, okay, where are we going here? I don't see a difference. Well, you actually have to take a look at what's behind the flower. The male flower, the holly flower, has four yellow stamens extending from the center of the flower. Whereas the female has a green ovary or a green bump in the center of this bloom. That green bump is the female. Right? So, just like, think about zucchinis, summer squash, all those things. Probably heard me during the summertime saying, yes, in a summer squash, there's 10 male flowers to female flowers, and this is the way you have to do it. You have to see if there's a little zucchini behind it. It's kind of the same thing here, because in zucchini, summer squash, that family, there's male and female flowers there, just on the same plant. This one is two different plants. So the easiest way is to tell if there is a green bump in the center of the bloom, right? Another thing to do would be if it's never had berries, it might not necessarily mean that it's a male. It just might not have a male plant around it to pollinate, to create the berry, right? So there's other things that are going on here. So we want to make sure that you have the male or female. And then, if you do have a female, then you got to go out and buy the male plant, right? Now, depending, you have the American holly. Usually, you know, the Meserva type hollies, etc. So you look for something in the same family, right? A same type of holly. And so what we're looking for with the American holly is the Ilex opaca, opaca. I'm not good with Latin. I should be. I know the plants. I know the names. I can never pronounce the Latin the right way. Anyways, you look for a cultivar of the American holly, female versus male, right? So that's the best way to figure it out. There is a couple you could look at. There's a Jersey Knight, which is the most popular male cultivar. You get about 7 to 10 feet tall, do those types of things. The male holly is really only meant to pollinate. You can put it in the corner, around the back. Doesn't need to be seen. The female holly is the one that's got the berries and it's beautiful looking, everything. But the male, just stick him in the back. He doesn't need to be up front. But that's the long and short version of a male and female holly. So hopefully that helps you out, Roger. So thank you for that email. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you. Now I'm going to look through here, see some other emails that we've gotten. Again, like I said, I've a bunch of these I haven't read. And so I'm kind of skimming them before, making sure we can say these things on on the air here. So we're going to move on to the next one. This is from Doris out of Rowley. Says, good morning, Patrick. I love your show. I look forward to it every week. I'm a new gardener, and I've learned a lot from you. Oh, thank you. Can you give me some more information on neem oil, BT, and any other organic methods to control insects and diseases on vegetable plants? Should products be used preventatively or only after I see insects, etc.? Last year, I sprayed my veggies with neem oil every couple of weeks as a way to prevent problems, but I'm not sure this is the right thing to do. Well, it's a great question. Especially, you know, we're looking at organic methods. So the great thing about the organic methods is you kind of do have to do it multiple times. And what you are already doing is called IPM, Integrated Pest Management. It's taught in college for anybody in the landscape business. Anybody who knows anything about insects knows about this. And you are actually doing it without knowing. So good for you. This is awesome. So what you're doing is you're spraying with neem oil every couple weeks to prevent any of the problems, which is great. Because this neem oil lasts for about 2 weeks. And it's not just an insect. It's also can help with diseases as well. So you're doing a great thing here. Neem oil is kind of like a 3-in-1. Whereas BT is early stages of insects. Right? So BT is one of those ones that we would use early on for winter moth. You might have heard me, you know, in the spring talking about winter moth. We haven't talked about it as much lately, but it's still there. But BT is used when they're very small so it can suffocate them, not when they're larger plants, larger insects, right? Whereas the neem oil can suffocate when they're larger, etc. So that's definitely something to be thinking about. Now, there's other products out there like Captain Jack's. Captain Jack's is more for worms, beetles, borers, those types of things. Whereas the neem oil is for maybe some of the other things like white fly, mites, fungus gnats, mealybug, few others, right? So we're going to take a break here. On the other side of the break, I'm going to go into a little bit more on using organic products. Do you use them early? Do you use them late? Do you use them often? What do you do? Anyways, we're going to take a break. When we get back, more information about organic products to use on your veggies. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. This is a special Christmas edition, previously recorded, with your questions via email so that I can spend time with my family on Christmas Day, which is today that you're listening to this. So thank you for allowing me to do this. I appreciate it. Now, before the break, we had an email from Doris just talking about more information on neem oil, BT, and other organic methods to control insects and diseases on veggie plants. She's already used these last year. She used neem oil. But I want to go into it a little bit more because, like I was saying, BT, early stages. Neem oil will kill a number of insects, but it's also for diseases like black spot, powdery mildew, rusts, will also kill the eggs and larvae in adults. So three different stages, right? This is mostly used for, you know, spider mites, aphids, white flies, few others. Whereas something like Captain Jack's, right, is used for more like caterpillars, some of the bigger plant insects, right? You know, we're going to use Captain Jack's on borers, beetles. You can even use it on the spider mites and whatnot. But it's the bigger insects, right? That's what we're looking to do with it. And all of these can be used as a preventative. The reason why it's used as a preventative is organic products don't have a residual. That's why they're organic, right? They don't sit in the soil after you use them and hang out for 30 years and then, you know, they're like a Twinkie 30 years from now and it's still there. No, that's what some of the synthetics do. Not all synthetics, so don't get me wrong. I do believe if used correctly, it'll be okay. But the idea behind organic methods is they only have a residual that lasts about 10 to 14 days. So the majority of things, when it comes to using it, you would use it preventatively. And so, as I was saying in the previous segment, this is like IPM, Integrated Pest Management. It's knowing what's going to happen when it happens and taking care of it before something bad happens to the plant. And so writing these things down, knowing when they're coming, you can start earlier. The other thing that comes with a lot of this organic method is cleaning the plants, knowing if they're going to get a disease, if they get a disease every year. Like certain plants get powdery mildew. Like a tomato might get powdery mildew on the base when we get some of the hot sun with some rain or heavy water over the top. Soil pops back up, goes onto the leaves, creates a mildew. So we know to thin out some of the tomato plants when they're young, so the lower leaves, so air can get through, so water doesn't sit on the leaves, burn the leaves, create this powdery mildew. So the organic method isn't just about using the products. It's about the whole thing. So products, yes, use them as a preventative. Because usually when you're seeing the insects, it's too late. It can be fixed. But I'm just saying, preventative maintenance, we do it for our vehicles, we do it for our computers, we do it for all these different things. Same thing with plants. So definitely look to use these products preventative. A lot of the packages will say you need to use more on an infestation than you do as preventative. So if it's infested, you have to spray almost every 7 days. Whereas it's preventative maintenance, it's every 10 to 14. Now, it's not a lot, right? But if you're spraying something every 7 days, even though it's organic, you're spraying your plants, your flowers, your fruit, your vegetables, all those things, every 7 days with something. Yes, it's an oil. But the fact of the matter is do you really want to spray your plants all that time? You want to spend some time doing other things. So just some food for thought on that. Doris, I appreciate the email. Thank you so much for listening. And again, I do appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to everybody out there. We're going to take a break here. We get back. More emails from you guys. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be back in a few minutes.
Fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. Airport chaos has ruled this holiday weekend as that record winter storm prevented tens of thousands of us from making it to where we wanted to go this Christmas Day. The huge once-in-a-generation storm has mostly gone out to sea. As for what's next,
nothing really on the horizon the next week or so, but I'm sure we'll see something here eventually as we go through the rest of winter.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Outrage and frustration in Bloomington, Minnesota. Police investigate a fatal shooting yesterday at the Mall of America.
People flat out are just not cooperating, and people don't want to talk.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says police have arrested five and are hunting for a sixth. A 19-year-old man was shot and killed inside a department store. Three NFL games on the schedule today. Dolphins host Green Bay, Broncos at Rams, Bucks at Arizona. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is a special Christmas edition where we tape the live. We're taking your emails. I've been asking you guys for a couple weeks to send them to me, so I do appreciate you sending me these emails. We got a bunch of them. I'm going to try to run through a few this segment. Now, our next question is from Mark. It says, I have a few citrus trees I bring in for the winter. 2 lime trees, 2 lemon trees, and an orange tree. They bloom after I bring them in. Is there an easy way to pollinate the flowers other than using a small paintbrush going from flower to flower? Can they be pollinated with wind using a fan? Also, what is a good fertilizer for citrus? The plants are about 4 feet tall and very large plants. Now, the best fertilizer for a citrus would be a citrus tone from Espoma, right? Citrus tone is one of the best out there to fertilize anything citrus. It's the best granular form out there. I like it a lot. I think it's one of the best products. You can even use it on some veggies, figs, all those things. So I'd be using that. Now, it does bloom during those winter months, right? During that July, August, those types of things. It always happens when it's inside during that period, because that's when they normally bloom during, you know, if they were in like Florida, if they were elsewhere, right? So there is a product, and I'm double checking the label like I normally do on these guys. Doesn't say you can't use it. So there is a product out there, tomato and blossom set spray, right? You can actually use it. It says right on there, fruits and vegetables. And citrus is a fruit. So it's this little spray that you spray the blossom with, and it helps promote, you know, more flowering, increases blossom set, and increases fruit yield on it. So, you know, it's an organic product. It's one of their organic products. So it's I wouldn't have a problem with you using it, right? Other than, like you were saying, I mean, you could paint every flower. But
But I think the quickest, easier way would be, it's called tomato and blossom set spray. It's a natural plant hormone that helps the development of it. I'm not seeing any major issue on it. Again, it's a natural hormone. It's not saying, I mean, I wouldn't drink it, obviously, but I don't see anything on it that says you can't use it on the citrus. And that was the first thing that popped in my head of using it. Because this can be used for so many. It's mentioned with tomatoes because so many people grow tomatoes and they like tomatoes, etc. But it can be for all different types of fruits. So I would definitely be using that to spray. Somebody might think you're crazy going into the garden center to do it. You could probably buy it online if that's the case. A lot of these places will have it. But tomato and blossom set is what I would use. You could also use citrus tone for your fertilizer. I find, even though it's granule, I find that it's the best. I wouldn't go with stakes, right? The little, the stakes that you would just pop in on the sides. Don't use those. I think that's one of the, I just don't like the spikes. The spikes are like 50% binder versus actual fertilizer. And so they don't have as much everything to it. I'd stay away from it, personally. So the granules are perfect. You can mix it into the soil, water it in, and definitely work for you. So Mark, hopefully that helps you out. Can help you with that garden question that you had for us. So I appreciate that email. All right, let's see who else we got here. All right, again, a nice question here from Kevin. And it says, can I use regular trash bags to line my wooden grow boxes? I plan to grow vegetables in these boxes. Thanks. So, Kevin, I mean, you could use it, but realize that some of that water is just going to sit in that container. It's just going to sit because it's going to go through, and then that plastic's going to hold it. So depending upon how you're doing the system and how you water, is it something that, you know, is hydroponic? What is it? But I think you're going with the idea that this is a, a soil in there, and that's why we're looking to hold it into the system. So you could, right? I'd also maybe look at using something along the lines of, weed fabric, a little bit heavier weed fabric, so that it can allow the moisture to go through, but it still holds everything in there like you talked about. Keeping it in the growing container, so that way the soil isn't just washing out. That's why I'm just afraid with the plastic, even though it's not a heavy plastic, because the plastic from your trash bags, I mean, unless you're using the hefty sift sack bag or whatever that, the commercial, the ones that you can't break anything, those that, water's not going to go through those, but most bags are just going to kind of rip through. You could make some holes, right, to let the water through, but they could get bigger over time, could let some of the water and soil come out. Whereas if you used like a weed fabric, the soil is going to stay in and the water will be able to get out. And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to allow that to happen. So I would definitely look at weed fabric, or even you could use like a burlap. A couple other things, really anything that's not plastic, to be honest. I hate to say it like that. So hopefully that helps you out when it comes to your growing bed, Kevin. So thank you for that. Now let's go on to another question from Christopher. Let's see, or Chris here. Looking to grow some giant bamboo from seed. I live on Cape Cod and have a variety of options as far as lighting and warmth. Any tips on how to get these going so they're ready to transplant in the spring? Well, bamboo, they grow like weeds. So these are ones where I usually get the call I gotta kill the bamboo. How do I get rid of it? And I always say, well, you gotta move. Ha ha, I get it. Anyways, this is one where there are some bamboo, just realize they can take over. But sometimes the giant bamboo are clumping form. If we're looking at the clumping form, they're going to stay in the area. So some bamboo stay in clumps, some don't. So what I would be doing right now is if you already have the seeds ready, start getting them going if you want. But I might wait. I might actually wait like until February. Because in February, I mean, let's think about this, because some bamboo can grow very quickly in one season. You don't want a bamboo to be like 4 feet inside the house. So bamboo, I'd be waiting maybe till mid to late February, giving yourself a couple months inside maximum, versus if you did it now, the bamboo could be huge by the time it's ready to go out in May. That's 5 months away. So up to you and what you want to do on it, but I would wait. And again, these are ones that I would be looking and saying, I'm going to put them in a nice light mix at first to get them started, get them going, and make sure that it's ready to go. But just realize it can take some time, right? So it can take some time for that. We're looking to get them set in nice soil. But what we want to do first with those seeds, which you might already know this, but some others might be sitting there saying, well, I want to know what to do with the seed. I might want to grow bamboo and see what happens. Well, one of the best things to do is let the bamboo seeds sit in water for 24 hours. You don't want it to be too hot, too cold. Room temperature, maybe a little bit warmer, right? Put them in a warm spot. So there's no like fluctuation. Let them sit for 24 hours. Get a nice growing medium, right? You can actually, on this one, we can add a little bit of compost to it versus just a like soilless mix, like a seed starter. You can use some seed starter mix and maybe mix a little bit of compost into it. You can start them in small, like, six packs if you wanted to. You're going to put the seeds in, you know, put the soil into there, put the seeds in and do just a nice thin layer of soil on top. Water it lightly. And this is actually one where if the house is, you know, 68 constantly, you would be fine and you wouldn't need to get a heat mat to put in the base of it. But if it stays cool where you're using it, you'd want a heat mat, okay? You want to actually have that soil above 68 to 75 degrees. So if you can't warm it up with a heat mat, you could create your own little mini greenhouse. Cover it with like a plastic bag, right? Right over the top so it gets warmer. And get it ready to be growing. You want indirect sunlight for this, but you want, you know, the heat of the house. The very hot sun can burn some of the new seedlings, so you don't want to put it right in the sun, okay? Can take about 10, 15, 20, 25 days to germinate. Once they've become big enough, you can transplant them into larger pots or bring them outside. That's really up to you on how you want to do it. But it can take about 2, 3, 4 months before they're ready to go outside. So, like I said prior, it's 5 months till May. If we start 3 months earlier, they're going to be just about ready in May. So that's why you kind of have to look back at it and say, all right, it could take 2, 3, 4 months before they're really ready to go outside, and count back from when you want to put it outside and then start the clock at that point. Okay. So, again, we want to say we want to put it out in June. Go back 4 months. That puts us into February. So start in February. Don't start now. You could, just realize you could have some big plants to deal with. Right? So that's just something to think about when it comes to the bamboo and planting it from seed and getting it started. Make sure you keep up with the moisture. So it's definitely a lot of work, but definitely worth it. So I appreciate the email, Chris. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back in a few minutes with more of your email questions. So stay tuned for that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are taking email questions today, and from the past couple weeks, I haven't been opening them. I am reading them like a minute before I go on air with them. Yeah, I want to make sure that I can read them the right way. See if I have to do any edits, that type of thing. But we've been doing a bunch here today. It's been a lot of fun just answering some of these questions. Just looking at everything and saying, all right, you know, this is pretty cool stuff. Anyways, let's get back to some of those email questions. Let's see here. We're back to a citrus question. This is a great one, Dave. So I just answered some citrus questions, but this is another, you know, you're looking at it saying, the last one was wondering about pollinating and how to do this. This is wondering again about fertilizer and when to bring back outside. So Dave says, I have a Eureka lemon tree that is about 4 feet high. I brought it in and would like to know how to take care of it this winter. Should I fertilize? What kind of fertilizer? When to bring back outside, etc. Thanks in advance. So earlier we talked about citrus tone as the fertilizer that I would want you to use, right, as your fertilizer. There's another option out there that I'd like for you guys to take a look at during the season this year. It's a citrus and avocado plant food from True Organics. So the name of the company is True Organic. It's a great little company. One of the things I like about them is they are absolutely 100% organic. So if you're using something with your citrus or fruit, something that you're eating, they're the high-end organic fertilizer. Pretty cool. Just take a look at them. They got a bunch of information on there. So one thing I didn't touch based on the previous question about citrus was, when do you fertilize? You actually fertilize twice a year. So you fertilize in the spring and in the fall. So we wouldn't be fertilizing this winter, right? This January, February. We're going to wait till probably late May, early August. It's gotten a lot of the fertilizer it needed already prior to this. And then we will fertilize again in the fall. So we're only doing it twice a year. This isn't one where we fertilize, you know, monthly. And so I didn't say that previously when we were talking with the previous email, right? I had mentioned some different things. So the email was from Mark saying, what's a good fertilizer to use? I never said when. So I want to make sure I bring that up. When to fertilize spring and fall. Kind of like you would do your regular shrubs and trees throughout the season. That's what I would look for you to do. So spring and fall. But take a look at the company called True Organic, right? True Organic, cool packaging, but it's not about packaging. It's about what they've done. They got a lot of great information, and you'd be surprised who uses, you know, which fruit and veggie companies use their products. It's really cool stuff. So take a look. True Organic is the name of the company. Definitely worth taking a look at. So for Dave, the fertilizer, you can either use Citrus Tone from Espoma or use the Citrus and Avocado Food from True Organics. You're going to want to bring it back outside once the last frost has hit. Now, I'm not sure where you are, but down by the Cape in the lower area of New England, probably the first, second week of May. As you move up to the north of Boston, it's the second to third week in May. Go into New Hampshire, third, fourth week in May. Into Maine, a little bit higher. So you're getting the idea here. But once the last frost has hit, that's when I would bring that lemon tree outside to enjoy the weather outside. So hopefully that helped you out, Dave. And I went back to for Mark on that question. So thank you guys for that. Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy holidays. Again, thank you for the email. We are going to take a break. We will come back to wrap up the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.